the rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a French pharmacist named Hippolyte Mage. He was clever indeed. Not even he realized how clever, nor could he have possibly predicted the raging controversy which he was about to inspire. For Mage, M-E-G-E, the pharmacist, was on the verge of creating a monster, a substance that would seem to addict generations to come. And this is the rest of the story. Hippolyte Mage was born in the autumn of 1817 in an ancient town in eastern Provence. He became a pharmacist while still a young man, encouraged by the fact that all of the country's great achievements in chemistry were made through the profession of pharmacy. And soon, Mage's own discoveries were earning him awards, even recognition by the National Academy of Science, then was offered a prize for an outstanding accomplishment in chemistry, offered by none other than Emperor Louis Napoleon III himself. Mage was determined to win that prize. He experimented, he concocted, he blended, he discarded, he restarted, until at last, in the summer of 1869, he succeeded. He won the prize. On July 17, the award of Emperor Napoleon was bestowed upon him. And for what seemed like such an innocuous invention at the time, yet Mage would die in obscurity before learning the truth. That, as did legendary Pandora, he had opened a box full of demons that eventually would play havoc with the world. The substance he had conjured for Napoleon could hardly be kept secret, and America discovered it in the early 1870s. As the French, the Americans were at first unaware that Mage had unleashed a monster. The rights for manufacturing the substance were acquired. Production began. In no time, the United States had welcomed to its economy a brand new multi-million-dollar business. But then, gradually, folks sobered up. Some got angry. Here and there, decent people demonstrated against the evil in their midst. Author Mark Twain lent his fame to the fight. There was militancy, followed by prohibition, first in New York, then in a half dozen other states, and then in a half dozen more, and slowly it became a crime to manufacture, to sell, or even to possess with intent to sell the substance wrought by a French pharmacist in 1869. By the turn of the century, both Congress and the United States Supreme Court were into the act, and still the battle raged. By 1902, 32 United States, 80% of our nation's population, had fallen under various versions of the ban, and the controversy continued. Although after the Second World War it waned until 1970, when the last legal restrictions fell by the wayside. And yet, let it be remembered that there was an era in American history during which the French concoction was considered an evil, and it was fought ferociously by the dairy industry. For as recently as 1967, you were forbidden to color it yellow in Wisconsin. As recently as 1970, there were still five states which inappropriately, prejudicially taxed Margarine. And now you know the rest of the story.